Lorraine Carter. You put up with my moods, my temperament, my manners, my craziness, my irascibility, my mind. But in the interim, you met someone else. And you said you loved me, but you could not go on like this indefinitely. And if you had to leave me, you needed someone to go to. And he was there, and I had never been there. And he was overwhelmed by you and devoted to you, and you needed his emotional largesse, all the feelings you said you were not getting from me, and hikes and movies and dinners and love letters and a lot of pseudo-sex. And I encouraged you, because for more than a year I resented your love. And I thought this was a way of jettisoning you altogether, because on my own I didn't have the strength, and I was grateful to the guy for helping me out. And I was glad when you gave me your ultimatum, and I said, let me have 2 weeks. And you said until then you would put everything on hold. And a few days afterwards I felt like calling you and wishing you good luck, but didn't. And eventually we met. And I told you of the dangers I had passed. And you said, I know. And we talked. And I knew there would be you. But you said you had grown to care about, and had become attached to, and would continue to see. So when you finally slept with him, I lay awake, and when you came to the flat and told me you loved me, I cried.